Pictured Rocks National Park sits on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It boasts 42 miles of shoreline along Lake Superior, scenic cliffs, and sand dunes. In the winter, the park's average snowfall of 29 inches attracts about 15,000 snowmobilers. Park Superintendent Grant Peterson says that most of those snowmobilers are locals who know where they can and cannot travel and are generally respectful of the park's regulations. As a result, snowmobilers and other winter recreationists get along pretty well. Still, some skiers have expressed concern about the noise and exhaust that snowmobiles produce. Peterson says it's those issues, as well as some less tangible ones, that need to be resolved.
The biggest issue is, how do we measure the impact? Obviously, there's a sociological component. Do other winter users find it an adverse impact on their enjoyment of the lakeshore with respect to snowmobilers?
The quantity of snowmobilers in the national parks in the western states prompted a coalition of environmental groups called the Blue Water Network to assert that snowmobilers were harming the environment. That's because the machine's two-stroke engines release around 100 times more carbon monoxide and 300 times more hydrocarbons into the air than cars. They also say the noise produced by snowmobiles disturbs wildlife. Their concern is that the Park Service wasn't doing enough about these problems. Senior advisor at the Department of the Interior, Destry Jarvis, says that the Blue Water Network was correct. Current snowmobile regulations violated executive orders established in the 1970s that mandated protecting the national resources in the parks above all other uses.
The issue before us was, did this standard of it's okay on unplowed roads and frozen lakes in and of itself meet the standard of the executive order? And we concluded that it did not.
To correct the inconsistency, the National Park Service is expected to release proposed changes to snowmobiling regulations in early October. According to Jarvis, the changes would generally prohibit snowmobiles in national parks, with a few exceptions, such as permitting snowmobiles to traverse the parks to get to private lands inside or nearby. Individual superintendents can make the regulations even stricter if they determine that snowmobiles are still harming the parks. This requires monitoring snowmobile use, and as Associate Regional Director Jim Loach explains, in the Midwest, there has been no unified monitoring system.
I think you need the basic information first, and that is to sit down with the people and say, what are the numbers that we're talking about, and what are the impacts based upon that information? And until we have an opportunity to sit down and talk, I don't think we have those answers, and that's one of the reasons we're certainly coming together now, and I think it's another reason why there have been proposed changes to our regulations on a national basis.
For snowmobile activists, though, the Park Service is moving too fast to tighten its restrictions on snowmobile use. Jeff Massoff, an activist with the Snowmobile Association of Minnesota, acknowledges that snowmobile engines aren't the most efficient, but argues it's unfair to target snowmobilers with stricter regulations.
Snowmobilers, by and large, are environmentalists. They are concerned with the environment. They enjoy the great outdoors. I mean, anybody that's going to be outside when it's 25 below zero, it loves to be out there and loves the outdoors, want to protect that outdoor setting. These people are not out there to destroy the great outdoors. They're out there to enjoy it, and will do whatever it takes to protect that enjoyment.
Massoff also says that there's a difference between Midwest snowmobilers and their Western counterparts. In the West, smaller parks are crowded with users who are there for only a few hours at a time. In the Midwest, he says, fewer snowmobilers use extensive trail networks throughout the region for long trips. Midwest park rangers acknowledge this difference, too, and they say that's why Midwest parks are less likely to tighten the proposed restrictions. Still, the Interior Department's Jarvis says that until each park knows just how snowmobilers are affecting the park, and until the snowmobile industry comes out with cleaner burning engines, the Park Service has to establish more restrictive snowmobile regulations.
We don't want to prohibit people from using the parks in the wintertime. It is just that this particular machine violates the standards that the parks are managed under.
Midwest park officials met recently to establish a region-wide method for monitoring the impact snowmobiles have on the parks. These systems should be in place this winter. In about a year, the EPA is expected to come out with its regulations for quieter, more efficient snowmobile engines. However, that may be too late. If it's up to the Park Service, this winter may be the last time snowmobiles travel on federal parkland routes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Shula Newman in St. Louis.